Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
This is Krista McKeo, your UNC women's basketball coach, and you are listening to The Whole Show, 1310 KFKA.
What the Rock is cooking.
All right, according to The Score, it's a Facebook page, very, you know, pretty reliable sports app, that Nikola Jokic is, in fact, set to sign a five-year, $260 million Supermax extension when offered by the Nuggets. Now, I don't know if that's breaking news necessarily, because we knew that, right? Joker said, when they offer the news, when they offer the contract, I'm going to sign it. We're just waiting for them to offer the contract. So I don't, that post was a couple of days ago. So no worries. I saw an article from Mark Kisla in the Denver Post that said, why would Joker want to come back to Denver if this is the way they treat Tim Connelly? By not giving Tim Connelly ownership rights? By not giving him a stake in ownership? That's a big ask, my man. Here's a piece of my business. Just take it. You act like it's just, that's the only way to keep Tim Connelly. Well, maybe the Nuggets realized, okay, Tim's good, but should we give him a piece of the pie? Is he that good? Calvin Booth, I think he's up. Well, everything I hear, he's up for the challenge. Go get the Joker deal done first. Jades, we got to get to it, my man. The good, the bad, and the ugly, presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. I'm stretching this from Friday to yesterday. Usually we hit the good, the bad, the ugly from the weekend that was. And, well, you got to start with those Colorado Avalanche. Jared Bednar is off the hot seat officially, in my mind at least. And the Avs get the monkey off their back. 3 years in a row of losing in the second round. They get past St. Louis. And a crazy game. Dude, they were down 2-1. They score with like 5 seconds left of the power play to make it 2-2. Then they score with like 4 seconds left to win the game. That was incredible. I'm in love. I'm starting to fall in love with hockey. We've gone on a few dates. It was awkward at first. I still didn't trust it. But here I am. I'm having a great time. So the Avs winning the series against St. Louis and moving on to the Western Conference Finals. The bad is the Rockies dropping the series to Washington. I mean, you gotta beat those teams. When you're worried about a June swoon, you have to beat the teams that are on paper worse than you. They won one game 3-2. They lost the series to Pittsburgh. When's the last time they won a freaking series? It's bad. That's bad, folks. It's real bad. But you got to try to get back above water here in the next couple of games. And the ugly. Well, it's not really ugly if you're a Marlins fan. But Sanchez's 496-foot shot against Ryan Feltner, who other than that was fantastic. Nobody wants to see that from a bad opposing team.
2-2 pitch to Jesus Sanchez is hammered. This thing might hit the third deck into right field. Oh, my goodness gracious, Rod. I have never seen a baseball go that far here at Coors Field. Into the third deck here in Denver.
I mean, again, it's not ugly if you're a fan of home runs. And it would have been a lot uglier had the Rockies lost that one. But they did win. After that, they turned it on. Win 7-1. The Rocks are 22-26. Going back at it against the Marlins tonight at 6:40. See if they can get win number 23. Maybe Marquez can get some momentum here tonight. That'll do it for the good, the bad, and the ugly, presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. All right, we got it. Our Method Flow Products poll question of the day. This one always gets people going. Michael Porter Jr., Jamal Murray, they're untouchable for some reason. Now, I've got a story. Where the hell is it? It was on my other computer, Jades. Come on now. From Bleacher Report. Not a story, but they're just going through all their stuff like all of us are doing. and they're throwing out trade scenarios and ideas that would make teams better. Well, one of the ideas that they threw out was for Portland to move on from Damian Lillard. Damian's frustrated. Portland's frustrated. I don't see them getting any better. Damian's one of the better players in the league, the least talked about player in the league, because he's never really deep in the playoffs. Only times, you know, Denver, luckily, has knocked them out. So if you're Portland, do you say, let's move on, let's get a little younger, let's get guys that are not sour on this place right now. You got Chauncey there now. So maybe we could do something here. The story from the Bleacher Report floated the idea that the Trailblazers trade Damian Lillard to the Nuggets in exchange for Michael Porter Jr., Bones Highland, Monte Morris, and a 2022 first-round pick. Joker, but that, and again, that would leave Jamal Murray on the squad. So I took it one further. I want to see where you are, Nuggets fans. The Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Would you be okay trading away Jamal Murray and or Michael Porter Jr. for a proven star? Both of those guys straight up for a Damian Lillard, a Donovan Mitchell type guy. I'm just curious. I got like eight people that have come at me. Oh, a lot of people have come at me today, but eight of them specifically are like, dude, this is a terrible question. This is awful. How? This is where we are. This is what we do. You mean to tell me you think without a shadow of a doubt that Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. have arrived? They are now in the untouchable category. And MPJ, not as much, but Jamal Murray, you guys act like he's... I'm sorry, you guys act like he's done something. I'm just playing devil's advocate here. Damian Lillard is 31. How old is Jamal Murray? Can you find that? Is he 25? 24, 25? I mean, he has a long career in front of him. All right, so let's see where the hooligans are. 25? He's 25. So 6 years younger than Damian. That's a big deal. Well, Lillard, listen, and people are saying the same thing about Lillard. Hey, what has he done? Well, he's done everything on a team that's has not really done enough to build around him. And now they're definitely fizzling. Here's the options. Again, would you be okay trading away Jamal Murray and or Michael Porter Jr. for a proven star? No, keep them both. It means you don't even want to hear it. They're both going to be superstars. They're young. Keep them. We got them signed to long-term deals. Let's rock and roll. Or yes, both, if need be. Or just MPJ. Or just Murray. Any ideas as to what's leading in the clubhouse, James? Most are saying just MPJ, that I'm okay trading Michael Porter Jr. Right behind them, though, you're not far off, right behind that is no, keep them both. Then it's yes, both. If 26% of the hooligans are ready to move on from both, if you need to. If it could get a guy like Lillard or Donovan Mitchell, those are the names. Again, how realistic is this stuff? I don't know. But if you're Portland, is what you're doing working? Because that's the definition of insanity, bro. Keep doing something over and over again. Okay, we keep going the Damian Lillard route. Keep going the Damian Lillard route. He'll be our great guy, and then we'll pack a couple of guys around him. 4% of you say just Murray. So only a very small percent of the hooligans could even fathom an idea of just Jamal Murray straight up. But if you're Portland, think about it. Trade away Damian Lillard, and you get Jamal Murray and MPJ. Two young guys that maybe you could build around. If you're Denver, you're going to sign Joker to a five-year window. You're obviously going to have... You're going to want to build... Again, you have Aaron Gordon. I don't like... For some reason, I'm having a harder time with Bones Highland. Why? I want to see this guy grow with Denver. I feel like he's special. I don't know. I feel like he might have a chance to be more special than both Jamal and MPJ, so I have a harder time with that Bleacher report or inquiry or whatever about moving on from Bones.
Well, and he's your future. I mean, you want to see where he goes. You already...
MPJ, here's what you got so far. He can shoot. And he got hurt. He can shoot and he got hurt, which is why all teams passed on him that could have got him before Denver. Denver got him at like 12 or something. That's why they passed. He got hurt. I mean, you would have Damian Lillard for the 22-23 season, the 23-24 season, 24-25 season. You'd have him for 3 years. Now, I'm just throwing it out there. Jamal Murray has been a good player. He was a great player in the bubble. But I think we all kind of agree, right? I'm not saying that the bubble didn't mean anything. As much as I want to say that the Lakers bubble championship didn't mean anything, it's still a championship. It's still going to go down in the record books, as it should, as just a championship. But dude, they played in a neutral arena with no fans, controlled environment. We always talk about how hard it is. You can't tell me on one, talk out one side of your mouth and say, well, the series doesn't start until a team wins on the road. Well, then the series is in the bubble, never started. I guess they were all on the road, so it started a long time ago. Depends on how you want to look at it. That was when we saw Jamal Murray at his very best. He was great. If you get that Jamal Murray, then hell no, you're not trading him. That guy could be the guy that I thought he could be. I said years ago that I think he could be better than Steph. I'm feeling like an idiot for saying that. But after seeing what he did in the bubble, I thought, okay, this is what I saw. The next year, he comes back and he's good. But you're looking at what Golden State's doing. Now Boston with this great defense, which I'm excited about that series. I think Golden State wins, but we'll get into more of that later. You mean to tell me right now you think you're going to go blow for blow with Golden State, with Steph Curry, with Klay Thompson, with Draymond Green, with Jordan Poole? They're getting better as we go. You don't think Damian Lillard and Nikola Jokic on a team right now would be considered a contender? I'm just throwing it out there because we have to. Now, I don't know. Would a team like Portland do it? Yeah, I think they would consider it. Smitty chiming in. Building an NBA roster boils down to one thing. Put two or three superstars on the court with the complimentary roster to support the stars. The Nuggets have one, just one superstar. Lillard is a closer and more of a shooter than Murray or MPJ will ever be. Bones is a second-tier player. I think Bones could have the potential of being a better player than, I mean, maybe second tier is probably, yeah, that's safe. I'll take that as a rookie. Aaron Gordon would fit well. It's just a thought, right? Now, I'm not really ready to move on from Bones. Listen, I'm not really ready to move on from Jamal and MPJ, but present me an A-list superstar and a team that's going nowhere with that superstar. You have to listen. Brady, give up a record dinger but still win the game. I'm sure the bus driver, oh, we're talking about the Rockies. Would love to hear J-Dog, breakdown of the Avs game tonight. What's your breakdown of the Avs game tonight, Jades?
They win.
I like it. Texter says, I like the trade, though keep Bones. What do you guys think? First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Yep, we got the Avs. We got the Oilers going at it tonight. Game one of the Western Conference Finals. This is feeling great. I mean, little concerned about the over in goals scored tonight. It was like 7.5. So the faith for both goalies is not as strong as it should be.
I don't know anything about the Oilers except for they have an atrocious defense.
Well, from what I've been reading, and again, I did watch them a little bit last week, very fast, a lot like the Avs, but the Avs seem faster. I mean, they play unlike Nashville and St. Louis who are wanting to play a certain style different than Colorado. You have Edmonton that kind of does what Colorado does, just not as good as Colorado does it. I mean, I'm breaking it down as best as I know. I mean, this is going to be a huge matchup between the mix, Connor McDavid and Nathan MacKinnon. Those two guys are ridiculous. The goaltenders are going to have their heads on a swivel in this game. It's going to be absolutely nuts. I think it will be high scoring. I do. I think this series, you're going to see a lot of goals, man. No doubt.
Is it going to be their toughest matchup?
Boy, St. Louis proved to be difficult, didn't they? I mean, But yeah, I think, I don't know, my guy Clark Johnson out there, who's our Preps insider, but my goodness, he watches hockey like nobody's business. He's saying he thinks that this could be an easy series. St. Louis proved to be tough. That win, was it to force the game six? Was it game five? That game five win by St. Louis was really gritty, man. That was a gutsy performance. Everybody was against you. No, you know, the Kadri stuff was out in the news. Your coach wasn't handling it the right way. People were setting up your tee times for you. So the fact that they forced the game six and then made game six so interesting, St. Louis was a tough matchup. They don't all have to go seven for it to be a tough series or even an incredible series. So I think the Avs win the series. I think they're going to the Stanley Cup Finals, man. Avs in seven? I can't. Avs in five is tough, man. It just seems very difficult to do. All right, we got to take a break. 12:51 the time. Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Would you be okay trading away Jamal Murray or Michael Porter Jr. for a proven superstar? If you did, just two guys for one guy straight up. There we go. Go vote at thewholeshow.com. 12:51 the time. It's The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Keep it tuned to Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA for Preps Baseball.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Man, we're feeling good here on a Tuesday afternoon, 25 minutes after 12 o'clock. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. Excellent work from Dalen Kuntz. We just had that interview on moments ago. If you missed it, the podcast will be available at thewholeshow.com or 1310kfka.com. Man, Why am I out of breath? You play AC/DC, you know what's going to happen, Jades. You know I can't not stand up from my chair and just bust out that air guitar. That's your own fault, by the way. I need to do more cardio or something.
Respectfully, you did do a pretty good job. You didn't miss a note.
I didn't miss a note, man. You're a UNC Bears fan. This is exciting news for Dalen, right? Like, listen, a lot of people go, well, he's probably not going to get drafted, whatever. That doesn't mean you can't just go to the NBA, right? I mean, you can declare all the way, and if you miss out and don't get drafted, you can still go sign on as a free agent in the NBA. So this is a big decision for Dalen Kuntz, who's going to come back to try to improve his draft stock. But more importantly for Bears fans, you got, in my opinion, the best player in the Big Sky Conference coming back for another year.
Yeah, and I think it's exciting for me, too, because I'll be a first-year Bear next year. And to have a familiar face, I think, is going to be cool for me.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah, you'll be able to... You'll be there, UNC. You're going to the Rockies game today. You excited about that? You don't seem as excited about that as you are Dalen Kuntz coming back, too.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited for the game. I'm going to see some good buddies down there. But, you know, as long as the Rockies can put up some numbers like they did yesterday, minus the, you know.
Minus the...
We don't talk about that at bat.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we have to in a moment, Jades. We just have to. I tell you what. I'm a little worried about Marquez. You actually said this to start the season, and Tanner was giving you a hard time. He's been in a weird spot, man. He's been in a very weird spot for this team going forward. So this is a series you got to win. You're four games under 500. We talked about the June swoon coming up. We really needed you to try to be over 500 at this stage, but now you're four games under, hoping to jump that down to three games. Against a Marlins team that's not very good. You know, you should be able to win this series. You need to win this series because this month, the start of out the gates, the next 2 weeks for the Rockies, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, and usually it's April showers bring May powers, but it's just the other way around this year for the Rockies. I mean, it usually is, but it's just upsetting to see it, especially against this stretch against some not so great.
Washington
teams.
And Pittsburgh, and although Pittsburgh beat the Dodgers last night, so how about that? Ryan Feltner, though, there's some exciting things. That's good, right?
Yeah, I'm kind of really big on him. I really like what he has to offer.
Yeah, he gave up the longest home run of the season, and like when's the last time anybody? What was 496 feet?
Longest. Wow. It was the longest home run since 2016 when Giancarlo Stanton went 500.
That's crazy, dude. Sanchez just launched that, but then after that, that was it. Feltner just didn't. That's a good sign. I always say pitchers are going to give stuff up. They're going to give bad home runs up. They're going to give bad triples up. All that stuff's going to happen. How do you recover? And you give up something that hasn't happened, you know, that big of a home run since 2016, and you just settle right the hell back down, and you end up winning the game 7-1. That's a very, if you can get a pitcher like Feltner to come out of nowhere, and I know Rockies diehards, like, he didn't come out of, for people that aren't, like, actually watching good sports like the Avs right now and stuff, he came out of nowhere. And now you've got to, if he can be all right, yeah, maybe start to stitch together a starting lineup here, starting rotation.
Well, and the crazy thing is I don't even think that it was necessarily a bad pitch. It was, if you watch the video, he was swinging out of his shoes. It was either going to be a 500-foot shot or a strikeout.
Yeah.
And it just so happened that it was an inside fastball, and he took it for a ride.
Just close your eyes and pray, right? To just
exactly.
Launch, see what happens. All right, Marquez going to the mound. Undecided for Miami right now. It still says undecided, Jades. So, good sign, right? They're sitting there still thinking about who they want to put up against the Rocks tonight, or today, or tonight, right? 640. That'll be on KFKA later on today. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. My Method Flow Products poll question of the day has Nuggets fans kind of in a bad mood over this. I think it's a very reasonable poll question. I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to the good, the bad, the ugly. First, Jades, we need to jump out of here and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
After the 12 o'clock hour, good afternoon, Northern Colorado. Welcome back. We were off a few days last week. I was off Friday because of we had some high school baseball coverage. And then, of course, yesterday being Memorial Day. Hope you guys had a wonderful weekend. And we got a lot to get to. We got Avs tonight. We're starting this Western Conference Finals. That's going to be a blast. A lot to hit. But I tell you what. I love when we start shows like this. I say that all the time, but I love packing it with a punch, starting a program with excellent guests like this guy. And we got a big decision here coming up. Dalen Kuntz of the UNC Bears, of course, just a monster player for this team. Dalen, my man, we got you on the line, the First Advantage Hotline. How are you, my friend?
What's up? I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
We're doing well, man. We've been following along to see what you were going to do. I know Bears fans kind of, you know, of course, waiting at the edge of their seats to see if you're coming back to UNC next year. We know you've been testing those NBA waters to see what that's going to look like. But a decision has been made, my man. Is that right?
Yes, a decision has been made.
All right. So what are you doing? What does the next season look like for Dalen Kuntz?
Next season, I'll be back with the Bears. I decided to come back, you know, after just going through the whole process and just kind of, you know, learning about the process and just kind of just get almost like a just like testing it out, just seeing, you know, how it goes. Like an example, how it's going to be for next year.
I mean, there you go. I mean, Dalen's coming back. He will return for the 2022-23 season. That process, too, that NBA draft process, you had mentioned that, too, when you were in. That was where you were going to go. If you were going to still continue to play college basketball, it was going to be with UNC, but you wanted to see what this was going to look like. But officially, Dalen is coming back for next season. Can you talk to us about that process at all? And what was it like for you, and how much did you really learn from everything?
It was a really good process. I mean, I learned a lot. Just, you know, I was down in Arizona just kind of working out and training. And then, you know, just on the pro day, being able to, you know, just, yeah, I'm playing in front of a lot of those teams. The big part for me was just kind of getting on a lot of teams' radars. Like, you know, a few teams have kind of seen me play and heard of me, but the big thing was really just trying to get on their radars for this next year. Just, you know, so I can have some more eyes watching me. But the whole process was good, though. I mean, I learned a lot just as far as, you know, how to go through it and kind of, you know, how they schedule the workouts and all the different things. It's pretty cool, though. It's a good process.
Did they, I mean, again, from the people that you're talking to, the ones in the know, are they saying, you know, this is a lot like an NBA life almost? You know, not exactly everything like that, but as far as the workouts and what you're working on and the advice you're receiving, were you kind of getting that sense? It's like, hey, this is kind of a sample size of what life could potentially be.
Yeah, definitely. Just like, you know, when I was out there in Arizona, just, you know, just the workouts, the lifting, coming back for night shooting, and then, like, you know, they're giving us, like, meal prep. So, you know, make sure I'm eating really well, you know, drinking a lot of water, just being hydrated. Just like, you know, it's kind of teaching me, like, how the professionals work during the off-season, how the pros work in the off-season.
Yeah, and I think that's that process too that we've heard from so many different players, Daylan, when they do this, when they test the waters and they go and look what the NBA draft process is like, they always come back and say, man, you know, you really do get a good feel for what would ultimately be expected of you.
Yeah, you do. Just, you know, like I said, going through that whole process with the workouts and the, you know, to make sure you're eating right and the night shooting, it's just like, it's really like a pro lifestyle, pro schedule, you know. Just basketball, eating right, and really relaxing.
We're talking to Daylan Kuntz, who just announced he will be returning to Northern Colorado next season for the 2022-23 season. What was that decision like for you? And again, this was kind of a three-part decision, you know, looking into the NBA, staying with UNC, because we know things, you know, with the transfer portal and everything, guys can pretty much go. If they're good enough, they can go a lot of places. And Daylan, you're one of those players. You're a sensational player. We know that. You should have been the Big Sky Conference Player of the Year. That's coming, though. But talk to us about everything that went into that decision. I know you have a great relationship with the coaching staff and Coach Steve Smiley.
Yeah, you say it's three decisions, but really it's just two for me. Like, you know, I felt like, I mean, my time here at UNC was good, so if I was to come back, it was, you know, I didn't feel a need to go anywhere else because, you know, things were going good here. But really, though, like, the main decision was just, like, you know, if I go pro and I get the chance to do that, then I'll definitely take that. But then if not, I'm always fine to come back to school because I feel like either way it would be, like, you know, it would be put me in a good position.
Well, and yeah, you're right on that side of it too, because even if you don't go, I mean, there's only two rounds in the draft, so it is pretty rare.
Yeah.
It's rare for anybody to get drafted into the NBA, but there's certainly other opportunities. You see a lot of guys that are undrafted or late second round or whatever that go on to have really good careers in the NBA. So did that thought kind of enter your brain too, is okay, even if I don't get drafted, I could still sign on and work my way up from the bottom up, so to speak. Did that thought kind of into your brain too in this process?
Yeah, definitely. Just like, you know, like I said, when the option of coming back and after me getting the feedback, it just kind of gives me like the opportunity to kind of build on this past year and, you know, take that feedback and get better in whatever areas I feel like I need to get better in or where they say I need to get better at. It's kind of a win-win to me for either way.
Can you tell us a little bit about what, because again, I mean, your game is sensational, man. For me watching you, I'm like, dude, I don't know. Keep doing what you're doing. What were they kind of telling you, some of the experts? Because I know there's always little tweaks to your game. I mean, there's guys that have been in the NBA for 10 years and they're still tweaking their game. Can you tell us some of what maybe they said Daylan Kuntz could work on for next season?
Yeah, just being able to, you know, make more reads, make, you know, just high level reads. Just improving at that area and then really just kind of everything, you know, getting stronger, you know, just being able to make it consistently from outside, you know, just make sure I'm continuing to be consistent with that. And it's really being able to make more reads in, like, you know, different positions.
Talking to Daylan Kuntz of the UNC Bears, just announced moments ago that he will return to UNC for the 22-23 season. When you look at the return and, you know, your guys, Matt Johnson, Dalton Connect, some good additions to this roster, do you look at this, Daylan, and go, you know what? I'm all in. It's unfinished business now for this Bears basketball team that we watched have a very good season last year.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we got some good pieces coming back, and then we got some new guys coming in that could definitely help out. You know, got some of the young freshmen, once they kind of, you know, get adjusted to the college game, I think they could help out in some ways. And then we got another player coming from another school. He could help out a lot. But, you know, just kind of, I feel like we kind of got like this. We got a good part of our team back, you know, experience, like I said, like experience. You know, we got me, Matt, Dalton, you got a couple guys off the bench who are experienced. Now it's just kind of trying to get the new guys to kind of bring them along with us and, you know, get them adjusted real good and get the chemistry down.
Do you look at this like, and Daylon, you've kind of become this, you've become this leader of this team, you know, over the last couple of years, transferring from CU, of course, but being a local guy and, you know, a Colorado guy, I know that's a big thing as well. But how serious do you take that role, knowing, okay, now for sure, I mean, you've got other leaders on this team. Obviously, Matt Johnson's one of those guys. But do you look at that and say, man, I'm going to take even more of a leadership role heading into next year?
Yeah, I do, definitely. Just, you know, now just being, this is going to be my fifth year, you know, definitely just trying to be more vocal this year. I took strides of that last year, but this year, you know, I take even bigger strides, just, you know, just being more of a leader, more vocal, you know, just to help out the new guys and the younger guys we have. But, yeah, I definitely look forward to taking that step.
Is being the Big Sky Conference Player of the Year, is that something that you think about?
I mean, yeah, definitely, but, I mean, kind of like I always say, like, if I do what I'm supposed to do and, you know, things go well, that'll handle itself, I feel like. But, I think about it, but I just feel like as long as I kind of do what I'm supposed to do and handle things well, then, you know, all that stuff will come.
Yeah, it's not one of those things where it's, like, on your mind nonstop, but like you said, if it's, because just knowing you, I mean, you're that kind of guy. You're like, hey, I'm going to go out, I'm going to produce, and if that's good enough to win an award, great. If not, you know, as long as our team's rolling. You're kind of that guy, but, you know, last year I certainly thought you were, I thought you were the best player in the league, man, for sure.
Thank you. Yeah, definitely. I thought I would get that award too, but, I mean, it is what it is, you know. It's just, that's another thing to add to the fuel fire.
How big of a role, let's talk about your family first, you know, your family in this process, you know, looking at the NBA and everything. How big of a role did they play? And I'll ask about the coaching staff too. Did they play in your, ultimately in your decision?
That's a big role. I mean, they're kind of behind whatever I decided to do. I mean, they're kind of thinking of it how it was, you know, like if I get the chance to go, that's good, you know, take it. But if not, it's always good to come back to school and just kind of build on this year and build on the things I did so far. They were just kind of behind, you know, whatever I decided to do. They're supporting me 100%.
Yeah, kind of same kind of question with the coaching staff. I mean, how close were they in this process, Coach Smiley and the rest of this wonderful staff? I love everybody on the staff. How close were they in this process? Were you guys talking throughout quite a bit or kind of maybe as a sounding board from them? What was that like?
They were real close. I mean, we were definitely talking throughout the whole process, you know, just when I was out in Arizona working out, probably calling and checking in every couple of days and seeing how it's going. But, I mean, they were kind of the same thing. They were like, yeah, if you get the chance, that's great, take it. But, you know, we would love to have you back. And, you know, if that happens, then that would be great. They honestly were kind of backing my decision 100% too. But, I mean, of course they'd be happier if I came back. And, you know.
Hey, it's the same with me, man. It would be bittersweet, right? We all want you to go represent, obviously. And, I mean, the NBA, no matter what, drafted, undrafted, that's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, which I know you're only going to further your stock this upcoming season. But, yeah, I think selfishly, Daylon, I'm pretty happy with the news, my man.
Yeah, it's great news. I mean, like I said, either way, I was fine with every decision, so it wasn't too much pressure. You know, for me having to make a decision or kind of going through the process.
So let me ask you this. Do you, some of the additions that they've given you, the tips that the insiders that were working with you throughout this process, do you start trying to implement that stuff like today? I know summer workouts are coming up and everything. Do you want to be careful, though, and say, because, I mean, Daylon Kuntz from last year was pretty dang good. Do you have to kind of be careful with how much you try to add to your game, not do too much too fast?
It's not really like I'm changing my whole game or anything. It's just, you know, adding different things to, you know, make my game better in different ways. You know, just the few things they gave you, honestly, from when they told me, I started, you know, just trying to add it in there just slowly. You know, just different little things, whether it's like footwork or just different, you know, just different tips they gave me about the game. just added into my game.
Well, I'm excited to see what you do with it. Like I said, Daylan, I mean, it was a blast to watch you last year. Getting to know you through the radio program a little bit more. I know we've got some fun stuff planned for next year as well. Man, it's great to have you back as a Bear. Like I said, I know the NBA is one of those things. It's like that's going to be there. That opportunity is still going to be there. Come back one more year. See what you guys can do. Do some damage next season, my man.
Yeah, that's the plan. That's the plan. Trying to come back and, you know, try to do some damage, kind of ourselves in that same position we were in last year and just try to capitalize on it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Daylan, appreciate you, dude. I know we're getting the news out there now. It's out there. I know the Bears put together their press release. That's out as well. I'm happy to have you back with this Bears team, and I know Bears fans are just thrilled because you're just so much fun to watch, man. It's going to be a great season next year.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm excited to be back. I'm more than happy.
All right, we'll catch up soon. Hey, look, Butters, all right, on me. You and I will go out. We'll talk. Well, I know we're putting together some fun plans for the upcoming season on the radio side of things, too, so I'm looking forward to it, man.
Yeah, definitely. We have to connect for the Butters.
All right, my man. Daylan, congratulations. Happy to have you back, and we'll catch up with you soon, okay?
All right. Thank you for having me on here.
All right, my man. There he is, Daylan Kuntz, to return for the 2022-23 season for the UNC Bears, right alongside with Matt Johnson, Dalton Knecht. This team should still be pretty darn good. I mean, the Bodie Humes of the world, the core Joe Cooches are gone, but they're still going to be a really good basketball team. And some of these additions that the Bears have made, too, are going to be guys to watch out for. So I talked to Coach Smiley about that about 2 weeks ago. If you missed that interview, it's available at thewholeshow.com or 1310kfk.com. But there it is. That's how we're starting this thing on a Tuesday, I should say. Daylan Kuntz back for the UNC Bears. Unfinished business. I mean, he should have been the Big Sky Conference Player of the Year last year. I think he's going for it next year, man. He's going for it. And in that process, I think you're going to see a lot of W's starting to mount up for the University of Northern Colorado. 20 minutes after the hour, I got to get to the good, the bad, the ugly. Our Method Flow products poll question has a lot of hooligans really upset with me today. What? All right, yeah, great stuff. Celebrate good times. Daylan's back in business, folks, and so are your UNC Bears. We'll be right back. It's The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy, live from the Allo Communications Studios.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Jerry Schimmel, voice of the UNC Bears and host of Amazing Americans, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Big Tuesday night for the Avs. Stop by On the Rocks Liquor and pick up our game beer of the week. This one's from High Hops Brewing in Windsor. That's in my neck of the woods, man. I love that place. Blueberry Wheat. You can pick up selections from High Hops Brewing or any of your favorite adult beverages. You use the drive-thru. They're open until midnight every single night. Blueberry Wheat. Kind of perfect for the time that we're in. And pick it up. Grab your favorite beer, whatever, your favorite beverage of choice, and be ready to rock and roll tonight for Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals. Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Would you be okay trading away Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. for a proven star? I'm trying to get Denver to where the Avs are. How do we do that? Are you comfortable saying run it back? Because that's what's going to happen. I don't see Calvin Booth coming in here, wheeling and dealing, and doing much else, much other than just kind of letting this roster ride. But some of the comments that I'm getting, Jamal is a star. He's not a proven top-tier star. Jamal Murray is not in the same world as Damian Lillard. He's not. Lillard is upper echelon. He's in Steph Curry territory. Jamal, who I'm sad to admit, I said that years ago, I think he could be in Steph Curry territory. He has not lived up to that. He's not there. He's a good player. He's not a great player. Would you trade one good player, one probably good player, for a great player? And then the other question is, would the other team do it? If you're Portland, this ain't working. Damian Lillard ain't working. That ain't whatever it is. It's just not working. Time to move on. Second hour coming up next. We'll be right back on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Come to the side.